Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, an important news you need to know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Since the beginning of 2009, the price of silver has soared more than 150%. Despite this impressive performance, I believe that even greater price increases will come to pass by the end of this year. Here are some of my reasons why I come to this conclusion. In his February 5 research article titled, Silver Breaks Its Golden Shackles, my friend Adrian Douglas shows that since September 2010, silver prices have broken above their consistent relationship to gold prices that had existed since 2003. The author cross-plotted the gold and silver prices for every single trading day from June 2003 through September 2010. The data created two nearly straight-line correlations between gold and silver prices. From this data, Douglas deduced a formula. Using this formula, if you knew the spot price of gold on any day during this 7-year period, you could calculate the price of silver that would come very close to what the actual silver price was. Douglas considers this correlation of gold and silver prices as one more bit of evidence that silver prices were not determined by free market trading during that time. My friend recently updated this analysis of the correlation of gold and silver prices right up to a few days ago. The chart shows that since October 2010, silver has stopped trading in tandem with gold and is accelerating its price increases compared to gold. Why is this happening? There are several reasons. On Friday, February 4, the spot price of silver close on the COMEX was higher than almost every future month price all the way through to December 2015. Recently, the spot price of silver had traded higher than contracts up to about a year in the future, but this may be the first time that the spot price of silver has traded above future prices going out almost 5 years. When the spot market price of silver is higher than some future months, this is a sign of a physical supply squeeze. For the spot price of silver to be higher than almost every month of future contracts is a signal of an extreme supply shortage. I wrote a couple of weeks ago that the retail premium on U.S. 90% silver coins had increased enough that it was no longer profitable for dealers to sell the coins to refiners to melt down, thus depriving refineries of their source of physical silver. In his article, Douglas noted that refineries are now declining to accept new orders because of the difficulty of obtaining physical silver to process. China has shifted from being a major exporter of silver in 2005 to being a huge importer by 2010. In January, the U.S. Mint set an all-time monthly sales record of silver eagle dollars at 6.4 million coins. The Mint had to start rationing coins partway through the month, or the volume would have been even higher. Since last June, the COMEX silver inventories have declined by more than 10%. Dealer inventories are now so low that they only cover 6.6% of open contract liabilities. Last year, the U.S. government committed to reducing the value of the U.S. dollar over time. Last week, one of the regional Federal Reserve Bank presidents announced his support for another round of inflating the U.S. money supply once the current program ends in June. With the U.S. government planning to continue destroying the U.S. dollar, expect higher precious metals prices in the near future. In my judgment, silver will outperform gold, platinum, and palladium in 2011. That's it for now. Tune in next week for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.